If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ever get the feeling you're being watched online? It's data brokers. They collect your personal info, your browsing habits, where you live, and who you're related to, and then sell it to the highest bidder. Aura helps stop that. Aura automatically removes your personal info from data broker sites and keeps it off. It also monitors the dark web, protects your devices, alerts you to real-time threats, and more. Start your free trial at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen for your free trial.
You're listening to Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss Spirit podcast with Ben Garrett.
Hello again, Ole Miss fans. Welcome to Talk of Champions. I'm Ben Garrett, at Spirit Ben on Twitter, in the Riverland Roofing Studios, a little house up top for all your roofing needs. It's Riverland Roofing, riverlandroofing.com, 662-644-4297. Call them. Reach out to them for all your roofing business, because few, if anyone, are doing more in the Ole Miss NIL space than Riverland Roofing. This is Talk of Champions. Again, I am Ben Garrett. I write for the Ole Miss Spirit. Talk about your Rebels all day, every day, and write about them all day, every day. At the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, affiliate of On3. Sign up today for as low as $1. Ole Miss lost to Florida on Saturday, 24-17. And I put up a post-game show that I don't even remember really what I said, because I was still kind of processing what the crap we just watched. Essentially a redux of LSU and Kentucky, the same issue, same problems. I'm not going to rehash all that again. But I moved on. I just tried to get through the weekend, gather my thoughts. A lot of you have been texting and calling me, specifically my friends who I haven't heard from in a long time. It is nothing personal. I've tried to detach and only pursue storylines that I know you, the Ole Miss fan, care about. And yet here I am on a Monday, still perplexed. Because this is all about Ulysses Bentley today. I don't get it either. It's all fun and games. Everything can be excused away when you're beelining for the playoffs. And then when you go on the road and your offense, like it was against Kentucky, LSU, is the reason you get beat, upset by a team you shouldn't have lost to, these questions are arisen again. But I think why this particular show is about Ulysses Bentley is for a number of reasons. Number one, it doesn't make any sense. I asked Lane on Sunday on our Zoom call with him, first one I've been on all year, first question I asked Lane specifically about Ulysses Bentley, and I tried to be as direct and pointed as I possibly could. Here's what Lane said.
Yeah, Lane, Quinshon doesn't re-sign in the offseason. Ulysses re-signs as the highest graded returning running back in the SEC. Yet, even when there's been a need there at running back, he hasn't played much. Is there a football reason for that, an off-the-field reason? What's really the story behind Ulysses' usage this year?
You kind of got me off to re-signing, but that is what it is. You sound like me.
That's true.
Yeah. You know, it's nothing off the field at all. He's a wonderful kid, and you know, does everything we ask of him. We just have been real consistent and productive at that spot this year, and tried something else yesterday. So, you know, is what it is. Got a lot of respect for him. Really. Appreciate how he's handled the situation, but this is what happens in coaching. Everybody doesn't play. You got to make hard decisions.
Now, I know the first question for many of you, as I've seen on Twitter in my mentions, is what about the follow-up? Hands up, that's on me. No excuses. I was driving to Memphis to rehearse for A Christmas Carol with my daughter Gracie. An hour and 14 one way, an hour and 14 back every weeknight until the show starts. My daughter's caught the itch. God bless her. I love stage stuff too. But buddy, that drive is no fun. So I was trying to kill multiple birds at one stone, and just slipped my mind. I thought I'd ask the question. I was moving on. I asked about Juice Wells as well because his transfer year has not gone well. But that's for another podcast, another story on the Ole Miss Spirit, olemissspirit.com, and Fleet of On 3. And when I went back and listened to that, as I'm driving down Highway 78, about to get to Olive Branch, listening back, I hear a bunch of word salad again. Lane's really good about not dismissing your questions, acknowledging the validity of questions. But he also has a disarming way about him that makes you think, oh, okay, well, it was asked. No, it wasn't. It was asked, but it wasn't answered, I should say. It was a lot of word salad, and I've been thinking on that specifically for the last day and a half. Many of you, again, pointed out on Twitter some direct responses or follow-ups that could have come, and I agree. But I wanted to dig into it a little bit more, because let's be honest here. When you go back and watch the tape, no one wants to. I did. Play calling, coaching decisions, personnel decisions, all things that fall at the feet of Lane Kiffin are to blame for Ole Miss losing at Florida. Yes, we could point to not taking the points when I know analytically you're the fourth down. You go for it in those situations, second most of all FBS teams. But this Ole Miss team, unlike your other four Ole Miss teams, is built around the best defense of the modern era at Ole Miss and one of the best nationally this year in college football. Take the points. And I will ask him about that. He's got another press conference this afternoon. It was pushed to 2 p.m. I'm going to go because I didn't ask my follow-up, and I'm going to ask the follow-up. And what I'm going to essentially ask him is, if it isn't off the field, nothing off the field, if it isn't personal, is it a regression issue? Then tell us how he's regressed. If it's a scouting and development issue with his position coaches, well, then that bleeds into questions about potential staff changes, because Charlie Weiss and Kevin Smith have not had good years independent or outside of Lane Kiffin. And that's been the story for Charlie Weiss's entire coaching career. He's never had a top 30 offense outside of Lane Kiffin. So that's the questions that come once results such as Florida happen. And it isn't personal, because I love one thing that Lane Kiffin has said multiple times. He'll tell it to you, me, anybody that'll listen. Football isn't that complicated. I credit him for saying that. A lot of coaches want to act like they're curing cancer. It's football. Pretty much all y'all can identify where the Mike linebacker is. Most every one of you can identify what a two-high safety look looks like. I mean, football isn't all that complicated. Jared Ivey said the same thing to me off the record before. Not that complicated. It's not. Okay, if it's not that complicated, we all agree on that. Why is the highest graded returning running back in the SEC not playing? You heard how I asked the question to him last night. I'll ask it again. Is it regression? Is it scouting and development? Then is it staff issue problems? Or is it something personal? Because I want to go ahead and get this out front before we really get rolling here on Talk of Champions on this Monday. I have asked every person I can come up with in my brain, whoever you think should be asked, Lane, other staffers off the record because they don't talk on them. Lane doesn't let them. Media members, of course, I've talked to the other media members, but God love them, that's not where you're going to find that out. I've asked former players, plugged in former players, boosters, NIL givers, heads of collectives. Do I got to lay this out for you? No one knows, which is bizarre. No one really has an idea. Now, there's a lot of rumor mill stuff out there. And that's why I asked if it was an off-the-field issue. Because one thing we know, at least, as no one's denied it, and I've said it multiple times to multiple people, because it was given to me, and it's the only explanation I really got. He arrived in the summer, reported in the summer, 25 pounds overweight, which led to a rift. And now, if that's all it is, then this is a pride thing. And pride cometh before the fall. And you're 8-3, hopefully 9-3 after the Egg Bowl, which is on Saturday, Black Friday, which used to be the entire season for Ole Miss. Thank God it's not. This doesn't compute. We are all football laymen. I don't pretend to be a guy who knows ball as well as Lane Kiffin. That's why I'm asking the man, and I'll ask him again today. Explain it to me. Make it make sense. Because I know it frustrates y'all. It's frustrated me too, because I can't figure it out. Money people, coaches, former players, no one has an idea. Only thing we know is he did report, at least no one's denied it, 25 pounds overweight, which led to a rift that has crescendoed into this. But that's not satisfactory at this point. Especially once you dive into what happened at Florida and the usage of running backs. Because in a playoff deciding game, no disrespect to Micah Davis, but he was wide receiver 5. He got the most carries of any Rebel, regardless of position. Ulysses Bentley, 0 carries. And Micah Davis averaged 2.5 yards per carry. So it was more of the same. Henry Parrish got hurt for the longest. We heard about how Henry Parrish and Matt Jones were just better in practice and rewarding Matt Jones. Henry Parrish, that dude, just the preferred. He won out. Okay. Henry Parrish has been on the shelf for weeks now. Out with a season-ending injury. Career-ending as far as Ole Miss. We won't ever see him again. Same with Trey Harris. I doubt you ever see Trey Harris in an Ole Miss uniform again, and I hate that for him, but he'll go pro. Probably going around the third round just like DK did because of the injury history, not because of the talent. Can he stay healthy? That's unfortunate because Trey Harris did anything and everything in 2 years that he could have possibly done as far as production outside of just stay on the field. Injury luck is just what it is. It's luck. The people, the shareholders, you, that paid for Ulysses Bentley to return, he had 0 carries in a 24-17 loss with the playoffs on the line. You deserve to know what went into the what's the basis of that decision. Not more word salad, so I'll keep asking him. Fully expect him to go, well, Ben, you haven't really been here all year, which you're right. I have two guys who work with me, Jake and Chuck, who are in those rooms. It allows me to be honest and ask people because Lane hasn't provided sufficient answers on stuff like this. So you do have to go back channel. You can't get anybody on the record. And I've gone down to every back channel I can. And all I know for sure is 25 pounds overweight in the summer. That's not sufficient anymore. Because Indiana and Alabama lost on Saturday. Ole Miss would have locked up, essentially, with a win over State. A home playoff game. That home Ole Miss playoff game 3 days before Christmas that you were just, yep, it was there. By beating Florida. Now, they still have a chance. Ole Miss still has a chance to get in. And I know, I don't want to hear it either. Shouldn't even have gotten to this. That's the point. That's why we're talking about all the issues. The number one issue, in my opinion, Ulysses Bentley, here today on Talk of Champions. And I'm going to ask Lane about it at the press conference again. Because I didn't ask the follow-up. It's all me. But chill, everybody. There's no one, like the media, we've asked these questions all year. Multiple times. Some guy gets in my mentions yelling about, ask about the middle of the field. You don't do your jobs. Dude, I asked about the middle of the field months ago. What do you want us to do? Waterboard them? We've asked these questions. There is no one capitulating to Lane Kiffin or the coaches. It ain't like that anymore. I know I sure as hell am not. I just didn't ask the follow-up because I am admittedly a stupid idiot Ginger Shrek. Fine. We'll ask him today. But they do still, does Ole Miss have a chance to make the college football playoff? Because that win over South Carolina by 24 points at their place only looks stronger and stronger and stronger as college football barrels towards the postseason. South Carolina is being considered now. Like with all the things that have happened, a playoff team, hold up, prognosticators. Ole Miss has an identical record to South Carolina and, again, beat them by 24 at their place. I think the highest ranked of Ole Miss, South Carolina, Alabama has a pretty darn real shot of getting in. So Ole Miss, go beat State like you're supposed to and do it without this asinine usage of your personnel and let the chips fall where they may. But it should have never come to this, and that's why we talk about this today. Because the argument is, whether a 3-loss SEC team, that's what everybody's talking about right now. Paul Feinbaum, you pick them. The argument is whether a 3-loss SEC team should even make it in. I would say no, but we're an Ole Miss podcast. That's what I do. And I'm not going to act like I know the national landscape and what goes on behind those doors. I'm just trying to figure out what goes on behind the closed doors of deciding whether or not Ulysses Bentley should play when you're running back needy. Has a direct correlation, or I would say numero uno reason why you lost in Gainesville. It falls directly at the feet of Lane Kiffin and the offensive coaching staff. Play calling, whatever you want to put, scheming. Make it make sense to me. TJ Oxley, great follow on Twitter. Wide receivers and defensive linemen. So Micah Davis and J.J. Pegues accounted for 48.6% of the carries for Ole Miss against Florida. Jackson Dart had another 40%. Running backs got 11.4%. And this is going to come up in the press conference, which I can't say for some reason today. Because I was curious, who has the longest run for Ole Miss this year? Ulysses Bentley, the one time he got extended run against LSU, he broke a 50-yarder. Still stands to this day as the longest run for Ole Miss this year. Yeah, he wasn't great against Georgia behind that offensive line, the Ole Miss offensive line, but no one has been good behind that offensive line really all year. And he sparked your offense multiple times in the passing game. He's not a great pass pro, but none of your running backs are. He's catching the ball out of the backfield and then doesn't play. He's essentially what you converted Micah Davis to try to be. He's already that. It's not personal, just business. Football is not that complicated. So make it make sense to us, Lane. Make it make sense. You're right. This is not attacking you. Just somebody tell the shareholders what's going on. I have tried. I am limited because I am not in those rooms, but I've asked everyone under the sun I can think to ask, and no one outside of that report from me about him reporting 25 pounds overweight in the summer, that's about it. It's bizarre. Again, I've heard some really Degrassi-style drama stuff, but I'm not entertainment news. You know, we're not TMZ, but if it was a personal thing, somebody can speak on it. Just say, look, the relationship deteriorated, as they would say in the NFL. Daniel Jones just got cut after signing a $106 million deal with the Giants after 1 year, 14 months. Gets cut. It ain't personal. It's just business. All right, then why is Ulysses Bentley not playing? If it is personal, acknowledge it. Cut him, let him move on. What is happening? Because Charlie Weiss and Kevin Smith, if it's on them, well, that just extends to a poor season for them both all year, quite frankly.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
This is Cali. With CSpire's blazing fast nationwide 5G network, she's got her fans in the palm of her hands. Live streaming her Mississippi Blues from her phone wherever she is. Out there, wherever they are. Right now, get the latest 5G phone on us. Only at CSpire, customer inspired.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Bentley, no carries in two of Ole Miss's three losses. Yet he's still, again, responsible for Ole Miss's longest run of the season, 50 yards, in his only real extended action. Dominic Thomas averaged 6.7 yards per carry against Florida. And Ole Miss was playing the number 98 ranked run defense. Explain it to me like I'm five. All right? A defense that can't stop the run. You need a running back rather than use the highest graded returning running back after a week of saying, in the SEC, after a week of saying the healthiest Ole Miss has ever been, Rashad Amos, one of the many transfers you brought in when you decided not to pay for Quinshon Judkins, opted not to make the trip to Gainesville. So he's been a non-factor, and now he's not even traveling. Dominique Thomas produces, and yet he doesn't play when, again, the playoffs are on the line. Same with Ulysses Bentley. It reeks of personal. It reeks of pride. Because from a personnel standpoint, the simplicity of football, it don't make a dang bit of sense. What makes Ulysses Bentley, Dominique Thomas, a worse option than, no disrespect to Micah Davis, been a good punt returner until Florida when he muffed that one, over usage, but what makes them worse options in a do-or-die, gotta-have-it game than a converted backup wide receiver? But more than that, Quinshon Judkins, even though he wasn't as good in his single-season record-breaking freshman year, a lot of it had to do with personnel issues up front that you had seemingly solved through the transfer portal. But it hadn't been a great year for Diego Pounds. Julius Boilo's had his moments. Nate Kaleppo's had his moments. Reese McIntyre's been fine. Micah Pettis is what he is at this point. He can't pass pro and he holds too much in run blocking, but when he does run, he's a grader. And he's a nice mascot for the offense. He gets people hyped. He does a lot of good, but what he does bad, man, it hurts you when the rest of the offensive line around him isn't performing particularly well. Where's Jeremy James? Where's Caleb Warren? Jerquan Scott has been bad. God bless him, but bad. Do you have your guys? Is that what happens? Caleb Warren falls out of favor despite being a multi-year starter. You need help on the offensive line. You don't even try him. Preston Cushman, who was emerging, the next great Ole Miss tackle, or Bryson Sanders. No, you go with Jerquan Scott instead of Bryson Sanders, the former four-star he said was the center of the future. Again, make it make sense to me. Explain it to me like I'm five, because football isn't that complicated. This doesn't seem that complicated. All right, you say it's nothing off the field at all. I feel like I need to be wearing a tinfoil hat. Seriously, I'm losing my mind with this, because now everybody online is turning against the media like we're the ones that are doing this to y'all. Direct your anger where it's supposed to go. Getting Lane's mentions, I don't know. I'm going to ask the question. I'll keep asking it as directly as I can. But make this make sense to me. Explain this to me like I'm five, and football is not hard. In 2023, Ole Miss was 10-2 and 4-0 in games decided by 10 points or less. They found ways to win, but also they didn't cut off their nose to spite their face. You have help potentially on the bench. You've got proven production on the bench. This team has superior talent, a much easier schedule, and Ole Miss is 0-3 in such games. It's either y'all have found a way to lose or someone else's pride is getting in the way. If it isn't anything off the field, like Kiffin said Sunday when I asked. And if he's regressed to the point of not playing at all, getting zero carries in a do-or-die playoff game, why is he returning kicks? He played a lot in 2023, so why is he not good enough to play this season? If he was good enough last year, why not this season? Shout out to Michael Martin at MMartinCPA on Twitter. Good follow-up. Thank you for that one. I like that one because it's a very simple but direct question. Even more direct than how I asked about, okay, Quinshon leaves, Ulysses Bentley re-signs as the highest graded returning running back in the SEC. This is simpler. He was good enough last season. He's not good enough this year. Only good enough to return kicks. Make that make sense. And I wish I could come on here and say, hey, guys, I can tell you what's going on with the Ulysses Bentley. Answer all the phone calls and texts. Ben, I know you. I'm not going to tell anybody. Buddy, I'm an open book. If I knew, I'd tell you. I thought I did know. Well, I also thought Ole Miss was over this after LSU, Georgia, or he was starting to turn a corner. Maybe they were holding him back because of, you know, he had an injury. I think it was turf toe. In the spring, maybe it slowed him then gaining some weight. They were just waiting to unlock him near the playoffs. And then Florida happened, and Micah Davis and J.J. Pegues received nearly 40% or 50% of the carries. I wish I had the answer. If you made me guess right now, it's personal, it's pride, it's all of those things. We'll keep asking. But direct that frustration, anger where it belongs. It's not like any of us have not or has been scared to ask the question. I don't care. I'll ask anybody anything. getting mad at me. Okay. I don't care. What I do care about is Ole Miss is 8-3, and their playoff chances are essentially shot now. But purely based off self-inflicted stuff, it feels like. Seems that way. Football's not that complicated. We all agree on that, Lane. Lane and everyone else who, people on Twitter, me, football isn't that complicated. Okay? Why is Ulysses Bentley not getting a single carry with the season on the line? Only kickoff returns. We'll keep asking. And we'll see how things go this week. Because I have heard some rumblings of potential opt-outs in the Egg Bowl. But if that happens, we'll deal with that as it comes as far as what it means, selfishness, whatever. Because if it's the Juice Wells, I've got some thoughts on Juice. Bad year. A lot of quitting on plays. Lane, actually, I asked him about Juice Wells yesterday in the same Zoom call as I'm zooming down the road on 78. Trying to get to Memphis to be Fozziwig. No, it's Fezziwig. I keep saying Fozziwig because I'm up at Christmas Carol's The Goat Christmas movie. Fezziwig. And this is what he said about Juice Wells.
I was curious, Lane, about Juice Wells, just your evaluation of his year and kind of what you've seen out of him as he's come back from injury and what he's brought to the offense.
It's a lot easier questions when we win.
True.
it is amazing. Catch a ball at the end. You know, make a stop. Win a game, questions are a lot easier. Anyway, Juice, I think he'd be the first to tell you, you know, has had some kind of ups and downs this year and, you know, missed all of spring and training camp and, you know, so I think he'd be the first to tell you it's been a really up and down year for him.
I don't know about you. That was a pretty damning telling quote to me. He was respectful to Juice. But I saw one or a couple plays where, I mean, he dropped the ball in the end zone. If Ole Miss is going to get out of this funk that it's in, some of the individual parties involved are going to have to take a long look in the mirror and accept the fact that they maybe let ego, pride, their own personal whatever, ambition, whatever you want to call it, get in the way of a title chase. And while for them, singularly, it doesn't mean that much, for Ole Miss fans, it means everything. Everything. Don't piss on their legs and tell them it's raining. I'm right there with you. What else more could I do? But ask the man, speak to you, speak honestly, write honestly, tell you what I know. And none of it makes much sense anymore. Unless it is that Degrassi-style drama crap, but we don't dive into them deep, dark, ugly waters. Personalized or personalized, but it is personal, say personal or coach's decision, like you handle all the other things. Kirby has no problem saying we handle that in-house when the next guy drives drunk, recklessly drives. Never held to account, but the one time when you're asked about Ulysses Bentley, if it is personal, say that, except you can protect it how coaches protect things. We're keeping it in-house. Okay, because there's nothing more to ask. You're not going to say anything. And short of or save of Ulysses coming on this pod and talking to me like he did me and Jared Ivey in the Ivy League in the spring, where do you get the answer from? If all your sources, coaches on staff, all field staffers, former players, big money boosters, all the NIL givers, the heads of your collectives, anybody that should be able to provide you an answer doesn't have one. If it's personal, tell us. If it's not, if it is regression, how? Because it's not been that way when he's actually played. So this week, it should be all Egg Bowl, a culmination of a regular season headed to the playoff. Instead, will you see opt-outs? Juice Wells, Princely Umon Mielen, any number of guys, will they opt out? I mean, it's fair to ask. I know what happened one week when a few players that are signed to Grove Collective contracts simply were supposed to fulfill their contract by signing balls for fans, and they dared to say, what about my cut? That reeks of selfishness. Sounds like a lot of selfishness right now, and it's Of course, harder, as Lane said. The questions are harder after you lose. Duh. Because for y'all, it's singular moments. It's singular individual things. Never forget Lane, Jared Ivey. Pick your person. Ulysses Bentley, Princely Umon Mielin, Poopaw. Man, it'd be awesome if Poopaw came back. Y'all are wearing our script. It isn't all of us in it together anymore. That was made clear once money corrupted it. It was doing it for a long time. I'm glad that kids get paid what they're owed. But now we can all treat it for what it is. It's big business. And your shareholders are really pissed about one thing particularly. They ponied up Ulysses. They were on your side with Quinshon. Quinshon didn't like the way he handled some things. Be done with it. Overpaying for a non-premium position anyway. Ulysses, they ponied up because you said, oh, give me Ulysses, Henry Parrish. We've had him before. Keep rolling down the tracks. And then he does interview after interview saying, I'm ready to take over the burden. You got your social media people on Ole Miss football, your in-house social media people in that Manning Center rooms, pushing out highest graded returning running back in the SEC, retweeting Pro Football Focus. Snarky little tweets like highest graded returning running back in the SEC with his highlights in the summer, building him up, gassing him up, and then nothing. All those videos of him in practice, greeting everybody, the first one to greet everybody as they're walking on, and then nothing. It isn't the media's fault that Lane hasn't answered this. It's no one's fault but Lane's, because ultimately he's where any and all problems, they fall at his feet, especially on the offensive end. We've been through that. If Nick Saban gets blamed for defensive issues, Lane Kiffin gets blamed for offense, and your number one offensive issue is, where the hell is Ulysses Bentley? Your shareholders are pissed, and I get it. Keep that energy, because just like if you were losing money in the stock market or whatever it might be, I'm not a businessman, you'd say to your money person, what the crap is going on here? Do the same here, because it isn't all everybody in it together. I wish it was. I missed that part of it. That's what we're trying to preserve here, is the community of people that are frustrated that they were so excited for what they'd been waiting for their entire lives has now been robbed because of potentially, at least on paper, because football ain't that complicated. A prideful, arrogant, frankly, at its very best, just stupid personnel decision. I think they deserve an answer. They've deserved it all year. We'll keep asking. Hopefully Lane will tell us. This has been an all-new edition of Talk of Champions. No fun at all on this Monday after Florida. But none of y'all are having fun either. But, you know, so let's just all enjoy or be miserable together. Misery does love company. Please go check out Riverland Roofing. They're just great. If you're talking about getting Ulysses Bentley re-signed, paying out players to ensure that they're not bitching and complaining because they wanted a cash advance for their next car, Riverland Roofing. You aren't doing it, and I'm not blaming you for it, but don't get mad then when I tell you, support them, and I repeat them over and over because they're good Ole Miss people, and they deserve your support. Riverlandroofing.com, 662-644-4297. Check out my website, the Ole Miss Spirit, olemissspirit.com, and Affiliate of On 3. We've been talking about this and writing about this, trying to get to the bottom of this, failing. But everybody is. I mean, I wish I could tell you some of the names that don't have a clue. I can't, because they're my friends, and I got a job to do for as long as I hope to be doing it. I want to do it till I die. I also don't want to go to my deathbed not knowing why the hell Ulysses Bentley didn't play in the title run year. It doesn't make any sense. We'll keep asking. Maintaining the energy. Go to the Ole Miss Spirit, sign up for a dollar. Welcome my guy Billy Embody, who's joining us at the Ole Miss Spirit. Other big things are coming. Judd Udermark's doing a podcast for us. Caden Lee's going to be doing a podcast for us. On and on. The Ole Miss Spirit's the only place to be, man. And we're just getting started. OMSpirit.com, $1. Free my guy, do. Free him, Lane. Or at least tell us why you're keeping him trapped. Take care, everybody. Be good. See you on Wednesday.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V26 Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Visit Lowe's and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 7/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.